The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here. Let's go!
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Plus. Riggins did a Facebook Live deal the other night, and some people were surprised to see his pretty hair, because he wears a hat every morning in here, and he didn't have a hat on in that, and people were talking about how adorable he looked. And he does. He has just absolutely fabulous hair. And the fact that he wears a hat on it every day, to me, as a person who doesn't have fabulous hair, is like a person who can walk perfectly fine but chooses to ride around in a wheelchair.
It's like that?
Yep.
Well,
almost, yeah.
I don't like styling my hair. That's why I wear the hat.
You don't even have to.
Yeah, I do.
Did you style it the other night before the thing?
No, but I was wearing a hat all day.
Yeah.
And that just kind of naturally gave it some...
Yeah, like you just took your hat off a minute ago.
It looks crazy.
And But if you just ran your fingers through it and mussed it a little bit, that's all it takes.
Yeah, you got good hair.
I know.
Okay, look at that.
Look at that.
Right? Wow.
Yeah, it looks great.
Mm-hmm.
That's the style nowadays.
Yeah, it's her.
It's itching.
It is. I got the hat on.
Yeah, when I had hair, and I, because, you know, I got such oily skin and all. Whenever I would, if I got up and just put on a hat and didn't take a shower, oh, my hair would be itching like I was in a bed of far ants.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I long to have hair like yours, Regan.
No.
And well, you should stop wasting your gift by hiding it under that hat every day. You get that. Get that, as my mom would say, take that darned old ball cap off your head and let somebody see your hair.
I've got the solution, though, TJ. I've checked into this because it seems to be hot. And I saw a TikTok the other day where a guy did this. And it's like, it's the place to go for everything cosmetic these days. Turkey.
Yeah.
A guy did a TikTok of his hair transplant and the growth over the course of like 6 or 8 months or whatever from Turkey. And it's fantastic. And it's not that expensive. I don't know much about hair transplant prices, but it averages about $1,300 in Turkey.
Yeah, it's about $10,000 or more.
Oh,
here,
there you go. So by the time you would fly over and get it done, you're saving a fortune.
Yeah, I'm not going to Turkey.
I would go
but to Turkey. Turkey is I think that's where those a lot of those videos are done with those, I mean, just pieces of art toupees that they put on those guys, and they look so real.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But then you gotta, you know, you can't fly to Turkey every time. You gotta get some more glue, get it glued down again.
No, but they do, and they do. Mm-hmm. Those videos you're showing me are incredible.
It's amazing.
That transplant, though, man, that's the way to go. Like $1,300.
But I would walk around in a damn, what is it called? The Party City wig. If I could, it doesn't even have to look completely real. Just looks like it could be real. I wouldn't care.
Yeah,
I don't
still
need much.
Sport it.
I just need a little bit added in there. I'm good to go. Mm.
A little bit.
Yeah, that's all I would need.
My mom.
You know, they can take it off your ass and then replant it into your head.
I don't care where they get
you
it from.
Ass hair.
Ew. Yeah.
He got an ass hair.
He got ass hair on his head.
Yeah, they take body hair and transplant it onto the head.
I'd be okay if I had some ass hair on my head, as long as it looked good.
That's so gross, dude. It's gonna
get some pubes on your head.
Run your finger through my ass hair.
Ew. And yours probably like what? Never mind.
Show her your ass hair.
No, she's so curious. I don't want to see your ass hair.
It's blonde.
She's curious.
You couldn't even see it.
Your head smells like shit.
Yeah. Exactly.
You mean it ain't red? Your ass hair ain't red?
No, I don't think so.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure, Rob. You want to check it out?
Show Alexis so we can find
out. No. Yeah.
My mom was telling me she just got her hair cut, and she goes, you know, and I was the lady who's cut my hair, and when she fixed it at the end, I said, oh, that smells so good, whatever you're putting in there, like the product or whatever. And my mom goes, can I buy some of that? And the girl goes, oh, you don't want this. She goes, why? She goes, this is about $70. And it was like this little tin. It was from Balmain. You know, the fashion brand Balmain, which like the Kardashians were. I didn't even know they made hair stuff, but I guess that stylist just keeps that for the final give you some good feelings as you walk out.
Like just
you
don't enough buy to put on your little couple fingertips worth. Yeah. Just,
that's all you
work
get.
Work it in.
Yeah.
Have y'all ever seen that powder stuff that they sprinkle onto a guy's head when he's going, you know, his hair's thin? They sprinkle it on there, and then they run it through the hair, and it swells the hair that you've got, giving the illusion that you got more hair. And it also puts a little bit of the onto the scalp, so the scalp actually blends with the color of the hair. So it's another illusion. Yeah, but it seems like that would wipe off easily.
I'd be afraid I'd be shaking it off or something. I wonder if it sticks to your head.
I don't know, but it looks nasty. Like, you know, I got enough problems with, you know, leaving oil stains everywhere I sit. I'm like a damn squid, man.
You are.
I'm just eking everywhere.
Ew. You're
an octopus.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere I go, I eek.
You made me eek.
You made me eek.
I'm
like eeking. Can you take Rogaine after you've lost your hair? That's a preventative thing.
No, you can use it on the thinning spots and all, but it's only for the crown of the. It's not for the hairline.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I always wonder if that Hims works.
I see the commercials.
Yeah, I see those commercials
on social media and on TV now. They must be making a lot of money because I see them all the time for everything.
Yeah, and that's a kind of a kind of an awkward commercial they have where the son is sitting there with the dad, and the dad's a doctor, and they're talking about the ED medicine that Hims has, and it's like the young guy I think is the CEO of Hims or something, and he and his dad are sitting there talking about how he needs, you know, penis pills and all that,
and he does another one with his wife or girlfriend or something.
Yeah,
he's like, this totally changed our dynamic. She's like, yeah, he's so much more confident. It was like, whoa. I mean, props to them for being open and honest, but like, wow.
Uh-huh.
That there's another company called Keeps that has hair stuff, and I tried it and it burned my scalp. So.
Oh yeah, I've heard of Keeps.
Yeah,
Ben Shapiro used to advertise that.
Yeah, my scalp was on fire. I had to quit using.
Really? How much does it cost, Rob?
I got it for like $10 for the first to try it out. Mm-hmm. So I was like, sure, why not? If it maybe can get rid of this bald spot I got going on.
That was the feeling of your hair growing back.
Oh, yeah. You gotta ride that horse sometimes.
Right. You gotta go through the pain.
He burned a little bit.
Yeah, you're gonna get hair.
Exactly.
He's such a baby.
What are you willing to go through to have luscious hair?
It only burns if you're a bitch.
I would actually put fire on my head, directly on my head, if it was gonna grow my hair back.
I thought about giving it another shot, but.
Was it a cream or a pill?
It's like a spray.
Did you only try it one time?
No, I tried it for like a couple weeks, and then like week two or three is when it started burning, so I just stopped using it.
But did you see anything happen?
No, I didn't see anything.
Yeah, see, you weren't patient with it.
But they said results would take like 2 months to see.
Yeah, it takes a while.
Yeah.
You got to unclog that follicle and all that stuff.
But that's why I'm with Riggins. That was the burn.
That's the pores unplugging.
All right, fine. Yeah. I'll give it another shot, guys. Fine.
But seriously, if it would grow my hair back, somebody said, you grow your hair back, but what you got to do is every day for a month, you've got to rub your head into the crotch of a homeless man living in Phoenix. I would do it.
I mean, small price to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Yeah, you should try that again. 2 months because it burned. Did it burn real bad? Like on a scale of 1 to 10?
It was more uncomfortable than hurt. And I was just but here's the deal. You know, I'm very sensitive with things about touch.
Yeah.
So it's all I could think about.
Really?
It was, my head is burning. So my head is burning.
Was it too crazy to have your hair grow back?
Was it, Rob, was it burning, like burning, or was it just slightly uncomfortable?
It was in between those two, yeah. It wasn't terrible, but it was enough where I went, I don't want to do this anymore.
It wasn't like gas on your balls. That burns.
You said that.
I don't. I guess mm-hmm. not.
So, but you could have dealt with it. Have you ever been to a therapist, Rob?
No, I can live with what I got going on.
Really?
Yeah.
You know who says that? Crazy ass people. That's it.
Oh yeah.
He shut that shit down real quick. He's like, I can handle whatever's going on. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I don't need somebody to tell me I'm crazy. I already know.
But I mean, maybe somebody could tell you or work on getting you to where you're not so sensitive to things touching you. Because I mean, think about how free you would feel if you could use lotion.
I do use lotion. Remember, I found one that worked.
Yeah.
It was less greasy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Therapy is really cool. So I agree with TJ on this one.
I'm going to pass.
Mm-hmm. But you and I don't agree that everybody should be in therapy. I don't agree with that. Now, you think everybody could benefit from therapy?
I think that everyone could benefit from it, yeah.
No.
Maybe not.
So you're telling me, yeah, they don't need to be, but they could benefit.
No. Not everybody could benefit.
So you think that if everybody was to go to therapy, that they wouldn't come out with at least one good thing from it?
No. Nope.
Oh, you are.
Some people do not need it. It wouldn't be beneficial for them.
It's not about needing it. It's about you can always be better.
No, not with some liberal therapist sitting there telling you all this moon shit to do.
Get another nut.
And all that.
What if it was a conservative therapist?
Yeah,
what
exactly.
Therapist tells you moon shit to do?
Well, it's like, you know.
You're so annoying.
Most therapists, and you go in. What they're going to tell you is that, you know, if you're a man, you need to emasculate yourself and shit like that. I know more than they do.
Yeah,
if I'm just going to go in as a healthy person, well, I know more than a damn therapist knows.
I can't.
You know more than the damn therapist.
Hell yeah. About me? Yeah. But if I had some sort of an issue that I recognized needed to be worked on by a professional, I would definitely go. I have gone. I've gone to therapy. Physical therapy.
You could, you know, everybody could. Everybody could learn something.
Yeah.
You don't believe that?
No, just wait. It's just a waste of money if you don't need it. I mean,
not if it's gonna.
You could learn something by going to your general practitioner and getting shit checked out that's not bothering you.
Yeah, and you
people
do.
Don't do that.
Yes, of course they do.
No, they don't.
What if it was free therapy? Would you have a different opinion?
No, I ain't got time for all the bullshit. Because you know what they'd end up doing. They would end up finding me to be so damn fascinating.
That's the problem.
It's happened. That has happened.
The therapist was so fascinating.
No, it was a woman working on her doctorate in psychology. And they gave these questionnaires to all of the Psych 101 students.
Yeah.
Hundreds of us. And she called me and she said, you know, the other day in your psych class when you filled out this questionnaire, and I said, yeah. And she goes, well, I'm whatever her name is, and I'm working on my thesis for my doctorate, and I have to do a case study on someone, and I've picked you to do it out of all the hundreds of people that they gave the questionnaire to. I did the thing with her. I sat down with her, did the interviews, told her how my mind works, gave her examples of life things. It took several days of meeting with her to get what she wanted. She was just like, oh my God, oh my God. And when she called me to tell me how well her thesis turned out, say, hey, I made an A on it, and then I'm going to, you know, thank you so much. I ended up making out with her.
Oh.
Is this from a TV show?
No.
No,
I swear to God, this happened. I swear.
This is when he was in college.
Yep. I was like, what episode of Criminal Minds is this?
No, I swear it happened.
She's like, this is so good. I'm, you know, going to make out with you as a thank you.
She wanted me.
Yeah.
So, you know, she couldn't even. She couldn't even.
Oh my God. Like, shut up. So annoying. Oh,
it was. I mean, it's not all good. It's not all good stuff, but I'm telling about, you know, my childhood, things like that to a therapist, somebody working on a paper. They're like, I'm about to get this published. Mm-hmm. This boy, he is the most beautiful mind I've ever examined. Mm. Look at him.
He's a beautiful mind.
Hell yeah.
A damn permed mullet. That's this man is damn Kreskin. From Louisiana Tech.
Hell yeah.
This might be the most brilliant mind I've ever come across.
He's I was Fabio. I was damn Fabio and Stephen Hawking. That's all right. Rolled into one.
He's got the face of Fabio and the damn mind.
No wonder he doesn't go to class. He doesn't need to.
Yeah, he's bored with it.
Yeah.
What they going to teach you?
Yeah, that's very much in opposition to the last time that I saw, the last therapist that I saw, who was super cool. I love this guy, but I had to quit going. But anyway, and after the initial meeting, swear to you, his response was, that's a lot. And I was like, yeah, man. That's why I'm here. Damn. Hmm.
And he saw dollar signs. He's like, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, that's why I don't go to him anymore.
And you know that the one that did the study on me was just counting the minutes till she got that paper back so she could say that our work together was done so she could, you know,
do it.
Try to have me.
Mm-hmm.
Did she have you?
Yeah, we made out and we went out a couple of times.
That's it?
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss. The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
Yep. There are, let's see, there are two stars of the pornography world who have been in the news as of late, because one of them said something about another one, and then the other one had to come back and debunk whatever the first one said. Let's see. I can't find it now. Maybe it's under this section. But the woman's name, I mean, they call her the according to this article, the Meryl Streep of porn. I don't know what that
I've
is.
I've got to Google this.
The best of the best.
But her name is Angela White. And then she, and the one going back and forth with her is a man named Kieran Lee. And he was on some podcast. And he said that they had a really intense scene that lasted for a long time, trying to get the scene right and all one time. And that he ended up hurting her appendix, and she had to have an emergency appendectomy after he got through with her on the scene. Like, insinuating that, you know, he's so big and powerful that, you know,
he busted her appendix. Damn.
So then now she's come out and said, laugh about it and go, no, it didn't. That's not what happened. We did do the scene together, but and then I just, it was a coincidence. I got appendicitis the next day or something. And it didn't rupture or anything. I just got appendicitis.
Yeah, she's got, I think she's the one with the huge, huge boobs.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
She's Australian.
I think she's Australian. Yeah. So I wonder why they call her the Meryl Streep. Is she supposed to be a good actress?
I think she's just in so many things.
Oh, really? And so many things are in her.
Ew.
But you know, I always think the same thing about these kinds of people who choose this as their profession. They're families, you know. A lot of times you would figure, I guess their families are fine with it because if, you know, they are a product of whatever, however their family raised them, so their family's probably trash. You know, a lot of people would think that. And then others would think, well, this is a person whose family didn't love them enough, and so they went off and looked for, you know, security in this type of thing. Because I've seen documentaries on these before all of the social media and subscription things that you do where people are just doing it from home, the actual actors and all, and how short-lived their careers are. And there was one lady whose IQ was Mensa level IQ, and she just came from such a bad family that she ran away and didn't want to deal with her dad anymore and all that. And she said, and I loved it. I'm not one of those former porn stars that says, you know, I was on drugs and I've never done drugs. I just loved it. Who wouldn't love going to work every day and being told how beautiful you are and being held up and yeah, showing people, you know, you got people who are just standing there who are such fans of yours and all of this. I was like, yeah, but. What if it's a situation where that's just the career that your son or your daughter chooses? And you go, well, what's your son doing since he graduated? Well, he's gone out to L.A. and he's in porn movies.
He's the Tom Hanks of porn.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd probably say he's an actor. They're an actor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, have I seen anything they're in?
Probably.
Maybe.
Have you ever seen Angela White?
Yeah. Yeah, that's got to be tough. Maybe they get used to it eventually. I'm not sure. But it can't be an easy conversation to have. Yeah.
Even the regular actors and all, like Ron Howard, talking about going and seeing his daughter in a college play where she was naked in it. But, how hard is that?
But I mean, in his defense, he said he knew there was nudity in the play, but his daughter failed to tell him that she was the one that was going to be nude because she thought it would make him super uncomfortable. So he goes, he didn't know until he's like, I knew there was, I heard his quote, I knew there was nudity. I didn't know she was going to be nude. So then you're just kind of stuck in the audience like, well, damn.
Right. I know, but still, it's just, you know. Hey, what kind of college has a play where they got nudity in it?
I was surprised, you know, by that, too.
That's a bunch of trashy shit.
I've been to a few college plays. Never any nudity.
I've been in them. That's my major.
Yeah.
Right. Nobody ever told me to get out there and dangle for their delight.
Ew. Tingle for their delight. Don't ever say that.
That's not a new phrase. He said that before.
I know, but I do not like it.
And what kind of college theater girls would you want to see naked?
That's messed up.
What plays were you in? Anything big?
Yeah, there was, at the time, it was a famous play called Noises Off. They made a movie about it, too, with all kinds of celebrity stars in it. Christopher Reeve was in it before the accident.
Is that the one you won the Tech Tony for?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it had a double role. It was about a play within a play. It was a play about this group of actors who were practicing to do this performance of a play.
Oh.
It's funny. It's a British comedy. I had to do it with a British accent.
Hello.
Yeah, I was in Hiawatha, which was awesome.
I've heard of that.
Loved that.
Oh, I'm thinking.
But I didn't. I hated it.
I was thinking ayahuasca. Yeah.
I was like, that's what you need.
Is there a play named Ayahuasca?
And Hiawatha was, the whole thing was done in, it was in verse.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it Shakespeare or something?
No, I don't think so.
That's right up your alley. It's all about, being done in verse.
Yeah. It's about Native Americans.
Really?
Yeah. So.
And who'd you play?
I played one of the Native Americans. Mm-hmm. So they had to put, that's when the makeup.
I don't like that.
That's when the makeup girl didn't read the instructions on the bottle of hair color and put that black hair dye into my hair. And it was supposed to be temporary, but it also, she missed that part that said, don't put in highlighted hair. Because the black mixed with the bleach in my hair and turned it green. So my hair was green and black. And it took a lot to get it back to where it was supposed to be. She was dumb. And then all the body paint to change my skin color. I mean, that was crazy. No, they didn't do that. It wasn't that much cultural appropriation going on. Culture appropriation. Yeah, I bet they wouldn't even do that now.
Oh, I bet not.
Put white college kid actors up playing Native Americans. That probably wouldn't happen anyway. I never had to get naked in any of them.
Robert, who just DM'd us, says, I mean, it's a good point. He said, regarding those porn stars, their step families seem to be very supportive.
Yeah, yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah, they love it.
What would you do, Alexis, if you had a son that just left home one day and he's going to make it on his own and you find out that he's in porn movies?
Listen, honey, make your money.
Really?
If he's really good at it and, I mean, that's what he wants to do, what am I supposed to say? Even if I don't like it, like, it's his life.
Yeah, but I'm saying, how would you feel? You would you'd be high-fiving him on the way out?
No,
when
I
he comes over on Sundays for lunch, and then he's leaving, going back to work?
No, I wouldn't.
You high-five him, going, tap that ass, boy.
No, we're not.
Get that money.
Get them cheeks.
Get that money.
But, I mean, if he's making good money, he wants to take me out to dinner and buy me cute presents.
You're talking about your son.
Yeah, but he can take me to dinner.
You sound like you're talking about some. The way you say it, sounds like you're talking about
something. Okay, but I take my mom to dinner and get her presents. But the more money I have, the more better presents I can get her. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. So, you would think more of someone who, if it's a guy who has the relations on camera for money, than you would a guy who gets prostitutes.
Yeah.
You really?
Mm-hmm.
Because of the fact that he's making money, not spending money.
Exactly, and it's a professional setting.
Mm-hmm. What, you just feel
it
the same?
Seems very different, yeah.
Hmm.
Is there a difference between a guy who acts in adult films and a guy who makes the same amount of money doing OnlyFans from his house?
Oh, I don't know, that just seems, because that's like a, I don't know. I don't like that.
You can make more on OnlyFans.
Yeah, you probably could make more on OnlyFans.
Because porn stars don't make that much money.
Yeah, if he's just solo?
No.
Whatever he's doing. If he's making the same amount of money, one way he's doing an adult, making an official, so to speak, adult movie. The other way, he's got his own OnlyFans account. Say he's making $750,000 a year doing either. Is one worse or better than the other?
I'd rather the professional setting.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's the difference?
Direct. I don't know. It seems a little bit more classed up.
Yeah.
So, you know, they got staff and people on payroll for that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also my son doing all that is giving all these people jobs and putting money in their pockets, so he's helping the economy out.
But if he does it on his OnlyFans, he's self-employed. He owns his own business.
Yeah, but it's just, no, he still has to pay someone to be there with the camera. I don't know. I just don't like that. I like it better if it's in a professional setting.
Because it has more of an opportunity to be a celebrity, like more like a celebrity situation. Does that have anything to do with it?
No.
Because he could get famous.
Yeah, no, it's not about that.
That's good. But I will tell you this, though. If you are with a prostitute and you don't want to get, you know, you don't want to go to jail for it, just video it. Like, set up a camera and video it. Get her to sign a release. Because paying her for sex when you're videoing it, making a film, it's First Amendment. If you're just paying her for sex and then you're not doing anything but sex, then you're getting a prostitute.
Good. Interesting.
But you can... Yeah, it's First Amendment. You can make movies.
I got a feeling if you take that before the judge and be like, "Your Honor, First Amendment, that right. is not going to fly."
He's probably on something. I bet
you because you're and not her. Let him know that you're filming them.
No, they have to know, and they sign a release. You get a release. Get them to sign a release.
If you can hire somebody for a porno.
Yeah, but you're just doing the video as a backup in case you get arrested for getting a hooker.
You go, hey, then you go, ever hey,
look,
I,
look, Mr. Officer.
It's just my job.
It wasn't me just buying a hooker. I was making a film. I was First Amendment. I can make porno films.
Yeah, this is my job. I plan to post this and broadcast it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
They got to let you go.
Some redneck life.
Guys, for real. Exactly.
Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx. The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
That's bad.
What's bad?
Alexis was just talking about this this guy that she used to date, and she broke up with him, and a month later he started dating her best friend.
Were y'all still
best
friends?
She was talking about how that was wrong of her best friend.
Yeah.
Had you and the best friend, were you still best friends when they started dating?
Yeah.
Did she ask, I'll tell you, I would like to go out.
They had already started going out before she had a conversation.
Yeah, but you broke up with him.
It doesn't matter.
So you threw him away, in other words, and then, you know, she just said, hey, I kind of like, I don't think he should be thrown away. I mean, I'm going to recycle him.
They got married. They're still together.
Yeah.
I'm going to recycle him.
We'll see. And you're not happy for them?
I don't care either way.
Mm-hmm.
If that's how it was meant to be, great for them.
And why did it upset you so much when you had broken up with him?
Because that was my best friend. And she was the one that was I would cry to about all the problems that we had and everything that I had to go through dating him. She knew everything. She was friends with both of us. She would come and hang out with us. So then that made me think that there had been something going on even before that.
But the main thing that she knew was that he had a beach house.
His family had a beach house.
Still, I mean, you shouldn't have told her that.
You stupid.
You should have kept that little secret close to the vest. You can't trust any woman around your man if the man has constant access to a beach house.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough one.
She hasn't aged well, though, so.
Yeah. And
they're
both
happy.
Damn.
And they're both white?
Yes.
Oh, see?
I saw a picture of them recently.
You can't trust white girls with that information about a beach house.
With any info.
Yeah.
Mm. If I had a beach house, my wife's sister would probably stab her in the back and try to move in on me.
She would?
I mean, white girls, when it comes to those beach houses.
They love them.
Yeah. So that was your mistake. I hope you learned from it.
Mm-hmm.
What did you learn? To not date white guys anymore?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I learned. Never again. And to not have a white best friend.
Yeah.
I can't have both at the same time. It has to be one or the other.
Because your best friend is white now.
Yeah.
It's a guy.
Yeah.
That's what white people are known for. Going in and taking things that aren't theirs in the first place.
Okay. She's
got a reputation.
No, you threw him away.
She threw it away.
She's
like, you know what's not right. Stop.
If you put if you put something out on the side of the road, out on the curb, for the, you know, with the trash can, then that ceases to become your property anymore. If somebody comes along and takes it out of the trash can, that belongs to them because you've decided that it's not yours. Same thing with relationships, Riggins.
All I'm saying is that don't make it sound like, you know, a white person just came and took him because you didn't want him anymore.
She was probably scheming on taking him the entire time we were dating.
Probably. I say probably not.
I believe she should have asked you. I believe she should have had a conversation with you beforehand.
Did she ever get to go to the beach house with you?
No.
No.
But she's at the beach house all the time. Now I see it in his family's pictures.
Yeah. Right.
Mission accomplished.
She didn't claim that beach house as her own.
Yeah.
Good.
I mean, she's just doing it for the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Recycling.
Yeah, she should have had a conversation
with another. Another girl's trash is my treasure, she's saying. And so how did you find out about it? That they were seeing each other?
She told me.
She told you, hey.
She said that they had gone out on a date and that she wanted to continue dating him.
Mm-hmm. And y'all ceased becoming friends at that point?
And she couldn't understand it. She was mad at me for being mad. Awesome. It was the most unreal, like the most surreal experience I've ever. I'm like, are you kidding me right now? You're going to be mad at me because I'm upset that I don't want you guys dating?
Yeah, I still don't get that. How you were upset. I'm with her.
You threw him away.
Shut up.
You hurt him. You broke his heart, and she just mended it.
They're happy and fat, so that's all that matters.
Well, she's fat.
You know, they're both happy and fat, so.
Both happy and fat.
Yep, good for them.
Incredible.
Enjoy the beach house, you effing whale.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where you need to be.
Don't be surprised when people are trying to push you back in the ocean when you're out there.
You see how the universe comes through for your girl? That's why you blew up. You want to do some shady stuff like that.
That's the universe.
That's the shadiness inside of her body. That's what happened.
And now she's providing shade for other people.
Exactly.
What if they're just super happy together?
That's what I'm saying. Good. I'm glad that they're super happy. But also.
Yeah. Maybe it was the universe that put them together.
Yeah. So that's
your,
good.
Your same universe.
Mm-hmm. And I acknowledge that.
Mm-hmm.
But every action has consequence. Whether or not.
So the consequence is that they're fat.
Yes. That's the consequence. Okay.
That's it, man.
You're learning.
Got it.
You just gotta, you know, have a little bit of empathy for people.
Mm-hmm.
Empathy? Where was the empathy when her best friend was trying to hook up with her ex-boyfriend? Didn't show the empathy. No,
and it wasn't like he broke up with her and left her in a pile.
It was
of
within
crap.
1 month. That's not even real. That's messed up.
Alexis,
the wounds were still open.
This is not a pretty picture of you.
I don't care. It's not a pretty picture of them. They don't look pretty in a picture.
It's a big fat picture.
Just a big fat.
It can't be a pretty picture of them now, according to Alexis.
They have kids?
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
Thank God they'd be fat too.
Yeah.
They're fat full of love. Whatever.
But you still follow them on social media?
I don't follow them. I'm friends with on Facebook, which you don't. I feel like on Instagram, you unfollow people, but I've never gone into Facebook to unfriend someone. Yeah. That just seems dramatic. So I was friends with his mom and his sisters and stuff. So they're still there. Mm-hmm. Still friends with them.
Yeah. So you have no problem with them personally? Yeah. You don't dislike them?
No, they're always nice to me.
Are they fat?
No, they're not.
You can tell us.
That's why you fat.
That's why you're
that's
fat.
That's how you need to get them back. You go befriend the parents, start hanging out at the beach house, and then kick the son
out.
And the girl out and tell them how bad, you know, and then you can, you know, smile from the porch and be like, we're best friends now.
Right. No, but for years I was petty and I would like message his mom for Mother's Day and for birthdays on purpose, just on purpose. Because I was like, I want them to know that my spirit is still here.
Yeah.
You can't get me out that fast.
My spirit is still here.
Yeah. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. It's so good to see you. Oh my God.
You're
so
haunted
sweet.
By Alexis.
You know, say the sweetest thing so that they would have to be like, oh my God, you know, Alexis messaged me the sweetest message. Just I knew the exact right things to say.
You think she said that?
Oh yeah.
To her daughter-in-law?
To some, but maybe not to her daughter-in-law, but to one of her kids that would eventually tell him.
So did you want, is his dad still alive in the picture and all that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you want him to be your sfugro?
Mi suegro.
Mi suegro.
Suegro. Suegro. Yeah, they were nice.
That means father-in-law.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Suegro.
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 Egro?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Suegro, egro.
So you think they did say, oh my God, you made such a mistake letting that one get away.
They did. I know.
Sure, they said exactly that.
Yep. They're like, she was so funny, and now you're here with this fatty.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Ace & TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant-free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss. The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
All right, Riggins, I think it's your time to shine with your strip club reviews. Today is Thursday.
Give me 2 seconds.
All day long.
Let's go to work, baby.
Cover.
Over there. Need to keep that turtle under its shell.
What?
Quit playing with yourself.
I got it. What was the thing about poop? I got a turtle
head. I got a turtle head poking out.
Who was that fat bastard from Austin Powers? That's gross. These are the one-star strip club reviews, which might be even grosser. This is where we go across the country and read real one-star reviews from strip clubs across the country. And we will start in Minneapolis, Minnesota, at a place called Dream Girls. Tony left a one-star review. I wish there was an option for 0 stars. They all start.
Yeah, they say, yeah.
I wish I could give them 0 stars. Awful staff, so rude. We were told that we needed to pay $12 for a water or a Coke after our $30 cover charge, and we were thrown out immediately with no refund for the cover. The bartender literally came up to us and said, "What part of you need to buy a drink was so hard? And if you don't leave, I'm going to kick your ass." Horrible first experience. We'll never go back. Hashtag go to Rick's. Hashtag go to Deja Vu. 1 star. It's first hashtag review I've seen.
$30.
For a cover, yeah.
$30 to get in. Then they don't sell alcohol, I assume. So they had to get water or Coke.
Or maybe they were just the drivers or something.
Yeah, I don't know. What part of you? I'm sure. Immediately kicked us out.
Right.
Then we can go to Pritchard, Alabama. I had a place called Luther Gentleman's Club. John left a 1-star review, shortened to the point. This club doesn't stink. It stinks. 1 star.
It stinks. There's a difference.
Uh-huh. I guess so. Mm-hmm. Then we can go to Florence, South Carolina. We've been talking about Florence a lot lately. At a place called Purple City. Joe left a 1-star review. I was at the club the other night, and one of the guys there lied to the club manager, stating that I was filming inside. After speaking to the owner, he offered to buy me a drink. He gave me a full cup of Hennessy and insisted that I should drink it. After saying no, I'm planning on driving home and do not wish to drink that amount of liquor. He kicked me out. Stay away from this place. Very unprofessional, ghetto, and ratchet. I regret that I spent $400 there.
Oh,
I will never
God.
Return to this place of business.
Oh, my God. If you don't regret spending $400 in any strip club,
seriously,
then something's wrong.
Yeah. He's like, drink this. All of it.
Yeah, no.
I want to drink it. I got to drive home.
Yeah. Does the owner often force you to drink?
I don't know. Something was up about that. Then we can go to Four Corners, Florida, in a place called Club 27 Cabaret. And I put in parentheses bullet point review. So this whole review was listed out in bullet points. So I'll try to read it as such. Tom left a 1-star review. garbage ass club.
Next.
Waste of money. Don't waste your time or money here. No touching allowed. At all. Big waste. Dream is a horrible, crappy dancer.
Dream.
$25 for a dance, but can't touch or do nothing. Dancer just try to hustle a sorry lap dance. One star.
So he was, it seemed like he was writing his review from the place as it was happening. Because he just tried to hustle a dance. Huh. Is it a thing now where they allow touching and stuff? Because that used to be that was the universal rule of all strip clubs, is that no touching.
The time I see a reference is when they talk about how great the club is, and you can touch them, like that guy who's like, yes, they're Latina. Yes, they're very beautiful, and yes, you can touch them from head to toe. He's like, all the great things you want about a strip club. Yes, they are Latina, and yes, they're beautiful, and yes, you can touch them all over. he said, you can't touch or do nothing, so don't touch them.
And he put that twice, no touching. Yeah,
no touching. And then we go to Lookers in Carlos, Minnesota, and I'm just like, oh, these poor girls. What are you doing? I'm a stripper in Carlos, Minnesota.
I just want to find out where Carlos, Minnesota is.
It just sounds very remote for some reason. Tony left a one-star review. The girls got scars. Skeeter bites. black teeth. If you're into that, this is the place to be. But there's no liquor, which is definitely needed for this spot. Oh, yeah. It's definitely Lookers, all right. One star.
Skeeter bites.
Skeeter bites. Skeeter
bites. Oof. Black teeth.
Yeah. Doesn't that sound bad?
Mm-hmm.
Then we can go to Charleston, South Carolina, at a place called Goodfellas Cabaret. John left a one-star review, very short. The bouncers will assault you for sitting less than 5 feet from the stage. Now, I wonder how many times did they tell him, dude, back up. They will assault you for doing it. Like, if we see you do it one more time, we're going to kick the shit out of you. I guess they did, according to him. Get back. What? We're not going to tell you again.
Or he's on the edge of the chair leaning. My chair's 5 feet from the stage, man.
They're just like, dude, going to kick your ass. Then we can go to Reno, Nevada.
Nevada.
Men's Club of Reno. Joe left a one-star review. A dancer offered me a lap dance for $20, and I agreed. Then she said, for $130, I could get a private dance. I agreed. She asked if I wanted another beer. I agreed. 20 minutes later, after hearing all about her time in Venezuela, she finally started dancing for 5 minutes, and my time was up. The beers were $9 each, and without asking me, the dancer ordered herself a beer on my tab. So the bouncer comes in and hands me a bill for $153. I mentioned the $20 I had given her, and they said that was for the lap dance, which I never got. So I got a beer and a geography lesson for $173. Not worth it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, you see how this total start. Yeah.
Just to agree to pay $130 for a dance in the private room. That's idiotic.
Yeah. They're selling the, you know, the.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I thought that was funny.
Geography lesson.
For $173.
I got a beer and a geography lesson for $173.
Love that. Then we can just wrap up quickly in Huntsville, Alabama, at a place called Fantasia's. Joey left a one-star review. They told me there was skee-ball on the phone. There was no skee-ball. One
star. Skee-ball at a strip club?
Did he call to find out if they had skee-ball? Have you guys got skee-ball?
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. Oh, there it is. All Share Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent First Quarter of the Rest of Your Life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics, Neogenix.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt-centric Charlotte South Park.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ. From the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss. The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics.
Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.